Oh, welcome back to another week in the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska, where we happen to play and jam out the farthest north rock station on planet Earth, 95.9 X-Rock. But I get to have fun with you folks every week for about 30 minutes or so and bring you the podcast, kind of the best of the show. But this week, we've got a special show. It's all about our pets. Fun with pets this week from Crapper Creek on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
Let me ask you, who has a better social life, you or your dog? Now, if you answer your dog, that's pretty sad. That's kind of sad, don't you admit? Doesn't that mean you kind of need to get out more if your dog has a better social life? They recently asked 2,000 dog owners that very question, and 60% said, yep, the dog, they got a better life than me. They got more friends, they do more. How is that even possible? Here's the thing. Your dog may not love all of those friends, though. Most people said their dog also has at least one frenemy. A rival. A dog next door, right? It's that bastard hound. I don't like the way he's staring at me. But you know what? Here's the thing. Some dogs just don't jive, just like people, you know? So it has. 52% said their dog has a best friend. Another dog. Our neighbor dog Sitka comes by to visit. They're friends. But mine is different. Mine doesn't get to socialize anymore, like, because he's blind. So going to the dog park, it just makes him mad because all these dogs come up. He doesn't know, too many smells. So he's not as social as he used to be. He's with me. He's with Wilson the cat, the new baby, the grandbaby now. So he is in that sense. And he's the friendliest guy in the world, but it's just more difficult. But the fact that they're really social does also help us make friends as well. The average person said their dog has added 3 new people to their friend group. We can learn something from dogs. Tips on making friends. If you ask your dog, you'd probably say, well, what you want to do first is lay down and show off your belly. Make sure to offer your slobbery tennis ball. That always breaks the ice. Find a topic to bond over. I'll get started. Squirrels suck. See, if you were to ask your dog tips on making friends, he'd probably say something like that. Bite their neck, wrestle them to the ground, and start humping. Just how I made friends with Maria. It's kind of weird. What you want to do is sniff out where they pee, and then you pee in the same spot. Oh, invite him to join you looking at nothing in particular in the sky and then just going, woo, for no reason. I'm sure your dog would probably say, yeah, skip all the small talk, BS, just sniff each other's butts. That's all you need to do. Or just call up the Be More Like a Dog Institute.
If you think your dog has a better social life than you do, then go to the Be More Like a Dog Institute. They've decoded your dog's social skills and will teach you how it's done. Greet your friends with a butt-wiggling, tail-wagging welcome.
Oh my God, it's you! I can't believe you're here!
You'll learn how to sniff and greet and master the art of happy zoomies. After a tough day, imagine your transformation. You'll be the life of the party, just like your furry friend. Unleash your inner dog.
Ooh, give me a belly rub.
At the Be More Like Your Dog Institute. Don't be a stranger. Be a sniffer.
You got a nice butt.
Who's a good radio host? Who's a good radio host? You are. Joining us once again in the cabin, Bo Montreal from our Animal Friends League and one of the curators here at the Crapper Creek Zoo and Landfill. How you doing, Bo?
Well, it's a great day to be an animal friend, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. So what kind of critter do you have for us today?
Well, as you know, our Animal Friends League is all about animals, the funny and furry, creepy and crawly and everything in between. Today, I have a little furry friend that I think you're just going to love. It's an Asian stink badger.
I've never heard of the Asian stink badger. Wait. Aren't badgers kind of aggressive?
Oh, no. This badger is quite nice, actually. I have him in this burlap sack.
burlap sack? Shouldn't that thing be in a cage or something?
No, some animal friends enjoy being in a burlap sack. It gives them a sense of security.
I don't know, Bo. I'm no expert, but I don't think Mr. Stink Badger enjoys being in the sack there.
That's right. You're not an expert, are you? He's fine. Now, just let me undo the knot.
Ugh, what is that? Oh, man, Bo, what is that smell? That's awful. No.
Now, let's welcome the Asian Stink Badger.
Whoa, whoa, that thing came right at me. I thought you said it doesn't bite.
Well, did you get bitten?
No.
All right, then, relax. Don't worry. I've got a little leash here, so Mr. Stink Badger isn't going anywhere.
Great. All right, Bo, why do they call them Stink Badgers?
We'll get to that in a sec. Now, what you'll find most interesting about the Asian Stink Badger, which sets it apart from all other badgers, is that it...
What the heck was that? Oh, man, Bo, what is that smell? That's awful. Oh.
Now you know why I like to have a stink badger around when I have Mexican food. Yes, that is unique to the species. Some folks believe it's a defense mechanism.
Oh, that smell's getting worse, Bo.
Oh, yeah, and what's particularly interesting is that somehow the badger stink actually works its way into upholstery, clothing fibers, and even the skin. It's the darndest thing to launder
out. Wait a
minute,
you mean we're all going to smell like this? My God. God, Bo, for how long?
Oh, just a few days. You do actually get used to it after a while.
Okay, Bo, put it back in the sack, man. We gotta open some windows and air out this cabin and ourselves. Thanks for stopping by and smelling up the place.
Well, I'm certainly sorry about all this, but sometimes you get a little stinky when you're an animal friend. And remember, gang, you can never love an animal too much. I'll see you soon. Oh, and you might just want to burn your clothes. Washing them doesn't help much.
Yeah, great tip, Bo. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot. We were talking about cats the other day and about... People are saying, or experts are saying that people with cats are more attractive. And there could be something in the cat poop that makes you more attractive. I know, what? I don't know what that means, but that's what they were saying. It just seems weird. Cat owners are more, I mean, all right. Taylor Swift, I get it. But crazy cat lady down the street, attractive isn't the word that comes to mind. I'll be straight up. I don't know. Are you looking? Cause maybe they're hot. Maybe, I tell you what. Guys, if they're that hot, your pickup line game better be strong. You do have a pickup line for a cat owner, right? Well, you should. Here, let me help you out. Hold on a second. Hey, what do you say we put the lead in cat lady? You leave me more breathless than my allergy to dander. This video of my cat playing the piano isn't the only thing I have that's really long. Let's make like the number of days it's been since I emptied the litter box in 69. Yeah, well, a mouse on a string ain't the only thing I like to dangle. I don't know. Are you a cat lady? Are any of these working for you? No? You're so hot, you make me yow. See what he did there, right? Your ass is like my cat hacking up a hairball. It just won't quit, girl. All right, here's finally good cat owner pickup line. Hello, my name is Taylor Swift. All right, time for some science news. I don't know if this is a good thing or not. Imagine you're at work and, you know, you're in a big meeting and somebody says, oh, I'm sorry, I've got to take this. It's my dog calling. Really? Well, that might be a thing. Researchers in Scotland and Finland teamed up to create a prototype device called the dog phone and lets your dog initiate actual video calls, not just calls, video calls with you. Really? Yeah, they put a sensor in a dog toy, so anytime he shakes the toy in its mouth, you get a call. There's a screen that they can see you on and a camera so that you can see them. Researchers at the University of Glasgow came up with the idea and tested it on a lab named Zach for 3 months. Showed him how to use it, and he did call a few times. Not sure he knew what he was doing, But, you know, he'd approach the screen, show some toys, and she'd talk him through the speaker. But here's the thing. Also made a few mistake calls, like sleeping with the toy. So basically the dog would butt dial you as well. So I don't know. But I've got a very neurotic lab who would be like calling constantly. He's extremely needy. Now that he's blind, he's like not only has to be around me, he almost has to be touching me just so he knows I'm there. Constantly. Everywhere. I go to the bathroom, there he is. I go to the shower, there he is. I go outside, there he is. It's constantly there. I don't know if I want this. My dog's already needy enough. I mean, I throw a tennis ball, comes back with a note that says, never leave me. He follows me everywhere I go. I just took a golf trip with my buddies. There he was, right there. But I got to admit, having a needy big Labrador that's blind is pretty cool. I mean, I come home, he licks my face and removes my shoes, pours me a drink, and turns on SportsCenter. That's pretty cool. It almost makes up for how much Wilson the cat hates me. But my dog is very needy. I think he wants me to get microchipped. That'll tell you. Hey, you know, you come in, he gets excited and pees a little bit, kind of like Grandpa. Right? I mean, I walk by and he bumps, you know, he poops in front of me, right? But it's always shaped like a heart. I don't know how he does it. I have no idea. And the wife keeps finding a note on her windshield and all it says is, grrr. That's just strange. I don't think I need that. Great. What's next? Are they going to get their own social app as well? How about FaceBark? Let's call it that.
From the same people who invented FaceTime comes a phone device for dogs, FaceBark. So if your dog suffers from separation anxiety, it can check in with you whenever it's lonely.
What is it, boy? No, I'm at work. I can't come home right now. Yes, I will bring you some treats. No. Leave mommy's cat alone.
Face bark. Keeping pet parents from doing their job one whimper at a time.
Is that really a good idea? No, it's not. This is a horrible idea.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Remember last week a report came out that said a new study concluded that pets don't make people happy. Now, here's the thing. It's like there's a study for everything. Half of them are BS. And this is one of those, because anybody that owns a pet right now is calling BS. I can't tell you how happy my pet makes me. Pets don't make us happy. Yeah, what happens when you lose one? It's the worst feeling in the world. Now you're telling me that's what? Relief? We're glad it's gone? Stupid. But here's the thing. I agree that some people shouldn't own pets. They always say, before you have kids, have a pet. Before you have a pet, have a plant. At least keep the plant. If you can't keep a cactus alive, don't get a pet. If you could actually like see yourself getting really high and say, finishing off a can of Fancy Feast, don't get a pet. Don't get a pet. Oh my gosh, the only thing you use your collar and leash for is OnlyFans? Yeah, you don't need a pet. Maybe your kid wants a pet and you hate your kid. Don't get a pet. Or if you're one of those sane people that prefers your throw pillows to be unhumped. And pets require work. You gotta, like if it's a dog, you gotta take it for a walk. Last time you went for a walk, Corey Feldman was a movie star. Don't get a pet! Consider public defecation a character flaw. You probably shouldn't get a pet. And I know, watching something that's able to lick its own genitals launches you into a jealous rage. And I know you only want to, you know, Maria has a new pup, William Shatner. He's a little tiny, looks like a rat with a perm. He fits in the palm of my hand. Funny little guy. So we got a new one. And man, chick magnet, I'm telling you. So maybe that's what you're thinking. You just want a little cute pet to help you get laid. Well, guess what? It's going to take a lot more than a puppy to make that happen. You know it. I know it. The CDC kindly asks Americans to please stop kissing and snuggling turtles. Now, if you didn't know, turtles are absolutely disgusting. You've heard Dr. D tell us here on the show just how absolutely disgusting turtles are. She said it's the one thing she would never own. The one thing she would never own is turtles. We had to take care of turtles over a summer once because we quote-unquote volunteered for my daughter's class because they had Christmas break or summer break. They didn't know what to do with the turtles. So we had turtles. We had like a swimming pool of turtles. My wife would put them in the tub. It's like, ow! See, apparently there's a salmonella outbreak in 11 states, and they're linked to pet turtles. Even if they're healthy, they can have it in their droppings, and it can spread to their shell or the tank, onto your hands, or on your lips if you're kissing your turtle. People kiss their turtles. Stop it! At least 26 people have gotten very sick. 9 had to be hospitalized. Thankfully, the CDC says there isn't any deaths from snuggling turtles. Fun fact, small turtles and baby turtles tend to be the biggest drivers of these outbreaks. So in 75, the federal government banned the sale of turtles with shells less than 4 inches long for that reason. The CDC says any half-decent pet store doesn't sell turtles that small, but they'll still sell them illegally online. Really? So there's a black market for small snuggleable turtles? I had no idea of this. It's cold. It's dark. We're going back to work after the holidays or after vacation or just being home longer. And, your pets probably feel the effects. They've had all these people around for the holidays. Then they get freaked out from the fireworks or whatever. But now you're going back to work and Fido's like, we got this little puppy and he's freaking out. He does not like this going back to work thing. So if you're having trouble, we've got some ways here at the X-Rock Morning Show to help help your pets feel a little less lonely when they return to work. Yeah, I smell an educational moment.
95.9 presents an X-Rock Morning Show educational moment.
So what happens when Fido is now left alone as you return to work after your holiday break? There are several things you can do to help Fido feel less lonely. Number one, simply leave your sex robot out for them to talk to. You can set up a Zoom with other neighborhood pets. If you have a dog, hire a dog walker. If you have a cat, don't worry about it because she already hates you. Dog owners can calm Fido down by simply putting out a bowl of kibbles and quaaludes. Try getting them a companion, unless they're stupid. Then simply get a mirror. You can hire prostitutes. Oh, sorry, that's the way to make me feel less lonely. Place a cardboard cutout of yourself somewhere in the house doing something familiar that your dog is used to. Like reading the paper, making dinner, or sobbing into a pillow, quietly crying on the couch. You can leave the TV on, or if you're over 90, the radio. You can get a second dog to keep the first one company. That is, if you don't like your shoes. And finally, to help your pet feel less lonely, simply run a loop of those Sarah McLachlan commercials to remind them just how good they have it. Hi.
Oh, hi. What's going on, Mr. A?
What are you doing?
I'm not going to tell you. You'll see when you get home. Wilson was busy. You're not going to be happy.
Oh, no. What did he tear up? Did he did he tear up my hat again?
No, the hat I turned upside down on my breakfast this morning, by the way. Enticing him with a string wrapped around it's not the best idea.
What the hell did the little get into now?
Well, he spread all the red potatoes. He knocked them all off the counter and shot them all around the house. So everywhere gone running into red potatoes. And you know that earbud thing you had on the counter?
No.
Charging?
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
My earbuds? He chewed in another pair of earbuds?
Mm-hmm.
Little bastard.
we're going to have to start being smarter.
What do you mean smarter? Everything on every counter is now fair game.
I know, but we're going to have to put that kind of stuff in the drawer, baby. I don't know what to tell you. He's a dog. He's like a puppy. He chews on everything he can get his little mouth around.
Great. Then let's tie him to a post and stick his ass in the yard.
Oh, look how sweet he's being.
Don't even start. he's playing you like a fiddle.
Can you hear him purring?
Yeah, he's purring and he's giving you his big sad puss in boots eyes, and it's working.
He is.
Here we go.
Oh, he's even got the tongue hanging out now.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's his other move. Yeah. Now that he ate my damn earbuds again.
I hope they weren't really expensive.
Yes! Were they the wireless ones?
Yes.
Oh, damn it!
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I just found him in two pieces on the floor. Oh, but he's so cute.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Got my mom on the phone. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Glenner. How you doing?
Well, you know, not down. Not so good.
Is that your monkey?
Yeah, it's the monkey.
Man.
What?
You've got to start paying a little more attention to him because he's going to get more upset and more upset. He's going to end up running away or something if you don't spend more quality time with him.
Well, I'm trying to. I bring him into the station. You know, we run around.
How would you feel if Dad and I, when you were little, if we didn't pay any attention to you, you would have run away?
Well, I...
Come to think of it, you did.
Yeah.
Well, but they have feelings too, Glenn.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to... I'll try to pay better attention to him.
Yelling at him. Talk to him quietly.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks, Mom.
Hi, Glenn.
Down! I mean, down. Down, boy. I think we as humans, we love animals in general, right? We're so compassionate, unless it's the ones we want to eat or kill. Other than that, we're very passionate and compassionate about animals. Sad to see when one goes awry. Stray or something. Well, cops in Indianapolis got a call Wednesday evening when somebody's pet monkey escaped and made a run for it. He's a type of monkey native to West Africa called a patas monkey. They weigh about 30 pounds. And they're the fastest primate on Earth. They can sprint over 30 miles an hour. So yeah, not easy to catch. Several people spotted, his name is Momo, and they spotted Momo. There were unconfirmed reports that he had actually bitten a few people. Uh-oh. One person who saw him said they watched him dig through somebody's garbage can, pull out a can of beer, and drink what was left. All right, so now we got a drunk monkey on our hands. That, see, a drunk monkey that runs 30 miles an hour and bites people. That's what nightmares are made of. Thankfully, Momo's bender came to an end. A guy saw him sprint through his yard and break into a vacant home next door, so they called it in. Momo's now safe and sound back home. Is he really? Do you now trust Momo the monkey? I wouldn't. Would you trust a drunk monkey? You're going to have to lock your liquor cabinets now. And if you own a pet monkey, how do you even know he has a drinking problem? This guy obviously didn't. What, does he throw his poop when you lock the liquor cabinet? You say banana, he says daiquiri. Let me guess, he was pulled over for weaving on that adorable little circus tricycle. His favorite drink? Pretty much what his previous owner served at Neverland Ranch. The only thing he can do with that prehensile tail of his, it's only used for opening bottles. Or if he shows up at home, you know, comes home at night with Bam Margera and Rudy Giuliani and slurring his howls, that's a sign you got a drunk monkey problem. Instead of nuts, fruits, rodents, or bugs, he just wants Taco Bell at 2 a.m. Yeah, he's on the endangered species list, but only because of his bad cirrhosis. And you know your monkey has a drinking problem because, duh, you're getting drunk with him. And I know, this comes from experience. I've had a monkey. We had a monkey years ago living in the cabin. It went horribly wrong. I had Dr. D helping me out, my wife. I even remember my late mom helping me with the drunken monkey. He wasn't drunken, he was just crazy. And he was angry and... Worst pet decision I ever made in my life. I remember when my mom called and we talked about the monkey. I have it on tape. And this is my late mother. Sadly, she passed like 10 years ago. But man, wonder where I get my sense of humor from or lack thereof. It was her. She was spot on. This was the conversation I had with her that day about my mad monkey. Got my mom on the phone. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Glenner. How you doing?
Well, you know, not down. Not so good.
It's is that your monkey?
Yeah, it's the monkey.
Glenn.
What?
You've got to start paying a little more attention to him because he's going to get more upset and more upset. He's going to end up running away or something if you don't spend more quality time with him.
Well, I'm trying to. I bring him into the station. You know, we run around.
How would you feel if Dad and I, when you were little, if we didn't pay any attention to you, you would have run away?
Well, I...
Come to think of it, you did.
Yeah.
Well, but they have feelings too, Glenn.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to... I'll try to pay better attention to him.
Yelling at him. Talk to him quietly.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks, Mom.
Hi, Glenn.
Down! I mean, down. Down, boy. Man, moms have the best monkey advice. I think I told you guys about this, and that's my insane cat, Wilson. He's really crazy. He's got his own Instagram page now. You want to see how crazy my cat is? If you're on Instagram, go to just search Wilson the Alaskan Cat. Wilson the Alaskan Cat, and you'll find his photos and videos. So my sister comes by to visit the other day, and he goes out and he sits on top of their car, and he won't leave. And they can't leave because they can't get him off the car. We were having trouble with a squirrel. So we always name the squirrels, and we had Henry up front. We had Karen from accounting that wouldn't shut up over by the cabin. Then we had this little one we called Cindy Lou Who. She got into the house. She chewed on my... She ruined the ropes on my hammock. And I was bitching about Cindy Lou Who. And Wilson's sitting there, and he goes outside. Next morning, we wake up. Cindy Lou's foot and tail are sitting in Maria's shoe. Yeah, you know, I had a little squirrel problem. Yeah, I took care of it. You know what I'm saying? I took care of it, all right? He's vicious, man. He was 6 months old. You know, he goes after the birds. You know, cats go after birds, okay. But a raven? He dismantled it in our front yard. It's like, oh my God. He just snuck up and snapped its neck and ripped it apart. It's like, oh God, it was twice your size. And a moose in the yard, always getting into the garden. Nope, Wilson stands his ground, will not let the moose in the yard. We have a little rental cabin. We had a guy in his U-Haul van. Big U-Haul. He moved up here from Anchorage, buying a house in North Pole. So they had this huge U-Haul, and they get the U-Haul, and they go out there in the North Pole, and they open it up. There's Wilson in the U-Haul. And he's killing all this stuff, and now we think he's hiding all of his, like his little pet cemetery is under our... I think, I'm pretty sure it's under our deck. The smell of death and flies. It's his little pet cemetery. We're kind of frightened. Because he's not right. I think he's from the pet cemetery.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
So Maria recently purchased a new little puppy, little dog we named William Shatner. He's cute as hell. He's cool. But yeah, I don't know. I think he's a lot of work. Should have gone for another cat. They're so easy, you know? I don't know. Especially like if you adopt a shelter cat. They always need help. Are you thinking of adopting a shelter cat? If you are, there's a couple questions you need to ask first. I mean, for instance, there's probably not a shot in hell you're going to pass a background check to adopt a kid. So you might as well get a shelter cat. Or maybe your home currently has like a, I don't know, an infestation of red laser dots. So you need somebody to catch them. And let's face it, Shelter cats got a lot more street smarts than a pet store cat. Am I right? Think of all the Facebook likes you're going to get if you name it Swifty. Oh, my God. Or maybe you just think furniture shouldn't have a resale value of any kind. Well, then, yeah, you might want to get maybe more than one shelter cat. I don't know. Hey, you can tell yourself it loves you more because you rescued it. It won't be true, but you can tell yourself that. Plus, you'll have that smug satisfaction that everybody gets telling others, I rescued an animal. Nobody cares. Why does everybody have to open with that nowadays? They can't just say, hey, I got a cat. They got to tell you it's a rescue. So you think, oh, what a huge heart you have. You're so special. Maybe you need something just to stroke what sits on your lap as you're seated in a volcano lair announcing your plan for world domination. Plus, you know, shelter cats are hilarious, except on Mondays. They hate Mondays, apparently, from what I hear. And nothing says feng shui like a doorstep tastefully decorated with a bloody headless squirrel. And the cat's nine lives kind of more than makes up for the fact that you don't even have a life. And really, as long as you keep the total number of cats, say, under 100, you can totally avoid being unfairly labeled a crazy cat lady, am I right? And you'll have a good cover story for the tracks in your arms. And really, if you don't adopt it, I mean, the Korean chef down the street's gonna. Let's just face it. The two worst parts about walking around your neighborhood constantly dodge chatty neighbors and dog poo. You don't really have to worry about the chatty neighbors in Fairbanks this time of the year. Nobody's out chit-chatting anywhere this time of the year. Dog poo isn't, is it? I don't know if it's a big, big deal here. It depends on where you go. Somebody analyzed complaints about pet owners on social media, and they mapped out and ranked them based on population density. They found the worst city for people not cleaning up after their dog is Seattle. It's worse than the second one on the list. Number two was San Francisco. Number two, pardon the pun. Here's the thing with San Francisco. Yeah, a lot of that, sadly, it's not dog poo. I'm just saying. Number three was Pittsburgh. The complaints weren't just about poo messes. Cleveland is the worst city for dogs barking at night. Houston is next. Louisville, Kentucky, which is weird. Newark, New Jersey is the worst for unleashed dogs in public. Overall, the cities with the worst dog owners, Pittsburgh, Newark, Seattle, Cleveland, D.C., Oakland, Boston, Denver, Minneapolis. Apparently, Salcha wasn't on that list. Because rarely do you have like a community where the average number of dogs per owner is like 20. You know, they're all dog mushers out there. But the cities with the best dog owners? Tucson, Arizona. Well, yeah. It's 110 degrees. They're not even out. You don't see any pets. Nobody's outside. They're all indoors, huddled up by the air conditioner. Of course you don't see any pets. Omaha's on there. San Antonio, Virginia bitch. Well, maybe. Only for the female dogs. So you don't have to step in their poo, I guess. Speaking of poo, my nephew asked me about where poo comes from. I didn't know what to tell him, so I explained it in, medical terms. Let him know about the digestive tract and how not only people, but everybody has poo and how it comes out and how you blah, blah, blah. And he looked at me in horror and said, then what about Tigger? Oh, that poo.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.
Don't tell your mom. There's three types of people. Those who have an in and out mentality when it comes to showering. Get in, get out. Boom, boom. I'm a little more of that line. I guess if I've been working out I might take a little bit longer just to relax. But I'm like, let's just get it washed, get done. I got stuff to do. Got the others that spend the extra time standing there doing whatever. And then you got those that don't shower, obviously, as well. There's a new survey out about people's unique showering habits. 23% of Americans say they brush their teeth while showering. I mean, I could see where that would come. I don't think I've ever done that. Over 80% of women shave their legs while showering. Well, that makes sense. 18% of men do occasionally as well. What? 8% of men regularly shave their legs. I've never shaved. What? Unless you're a swimmer, why would you do that, guys? Or a porn star, I guess. Do porn stars shave their legs? I know they shave everything else, but the legs as well, if you're a guy? Asking for a friend. But it isn't just shaving and cleaning themselves. 20% of people clean the shower as they're using it. Maria will do that. She'll get in there, and while she's still in there, she'll actually clean the shower as well, Squib, because it's like a shower room with tile and rock. Some wash clothes while they're showering. Never done that. I have brought in clothes into like the sauna, the steam, and have it de-wrinkle stuff. I've done that. But here's the strangest stat on this sheet. 15% of Americans claim they have showered with their pet. Okay. I guess it makes sense in case, you know, when you have to like... I guess when you're cleaning your pet, you're going to be drenched anyway. Now, here's the thing. I have done that. I brought Zephyr in when he was shedding really bad. And, you know, it was much easier there. Put a strainer over the drain so I don't clog it. But 15% have just showered with their... Now, I'm thinking it's got to be like... it's got to be a dog. What else would you... Maybe have a snake? You're not doing it with your cat, I'll tell you that. I'm just picturing trying to get Wilson into the shower with... That would... There's not enough bandages in the world. What, your guinea pig? You're showering with your guinea pig? Your chinchilla? I mean, maybe like a reptile. Maybe they would like it. But that's just weird and wrong. Don't say turtles because they're disgusting. But they would probably handle it. Maybe a goldfish. I don't know. But I'd imagine they're talking dog. Probably not like birds. Probably not showering with your cockatoo. I said cockatoo. Stop it. Well, a great time this week. Want to thank you for joining us. Next week, we're going to talk about attracting spiders. Bizarre house rules. Another episode of Ask Trooper Cooper. Naked at Bass Pro Shop. Lovely Maria joins us for first date deal breakers. And ladies, it's time to celebrate January. Is it? That's next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.